need a fifth of dawn to help me with all the monsters in my head that I created from ashes of you and me. I need.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromny. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie in a few weeks. Yours is coming up. Also, join our Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. You can give us your movie suggestions there. If you need an invitation to that, just ask us for it. We just send you a link and you can join up. If you're already on Discord, just search for Sports Brewery. You can find it. Good way to BS with us and give us your movie suggestions is the Discord. We record the sports podcast every Thursday around 7:30 or 8. And if you would like to join the chat and watch that live, you may do so at twitch.tv/abrog87. ABRAWG87. Also on YouTube, if you missed those streams, check out the YouTube, Sports Brewery. I just uploaded a couple of episodes today. So if you missed those and want to watch them, that's where they are. The movie this week is Ski's movie. And you saw Collision Course in the title. You might be confused because there's like 8 movies called Collision Course. So this is the one starring Jay Leno and Pat Morita. So if you watch that one, you're about to listen to us talk about it. I'll say that.
Yes.
This version of Collision Course came out in 1989. It is currently on Max. It has a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. Very generous, in my opinion. A 4.6 on IMDb, and it has no Metacritic score. I couldn't find another rating anywhere for this. So
1,000% on Metacritic.
1,000%. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Breaking barriers on Metacritic. Mm. This movie again stars Jay Leno as Tony Costas.
I just
remember them being called Tony or whatever. Pat Morita as Fujitsuke Natsuo, Ernie Hudson as Shortcut, Chris Sarandon as Philip Madras, Tom Newman as Scully, and Randall Tex Cobb as Cosmic was his character's name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ever actually said his character's name in this movie. His name is Cosmic in this movie. Sure. Spelled with a K, by the way. Did you need to know that? Spelled with a K? All right. Yeah. This movie was written by Frank Darius Namai and Robert Reznikoff. Those two guys didn't do shit else.
No, they didn't.
Why? You want to know why? Because they wrote this. That's why. this movie directed by Lewis Teague, who also directed Cujo and The Jewel of the Nile. So those are actually two like fairly
real movies. Yeah,
I think Cujo is a Stephen King movie, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, yeah, he directed like two actually legit movies in his career, and many more, by the way. Not like as legit as those two, but this guy got solid work even after directing this movie. So this movie, Ski, you might like this. Has been described as Kamikaze Detroit.
I mean,
that's
about the least racist thing from this movie is that.
Yeah.
So I think you're good.
Let's get into it because this budget for this movie was $13 million. Couldn't find a box office number. Nowhere to be found.
I assume
this made like $500.
This movie had to be directed, written by someone who lost like their father, grandfather in Pearl Harbor or World War II. Like, this shit is racist, man.
Yeah. So we should have this discussion before we actually get into this, because there are words used in this movie that we cannot use today. And we probably shouldn't repeat on the podcast. I don't know that I'm asking the question.
I'll just say it. Jap. Yeah.
Okay.
Bad word.
That's what I was wondering.
Disclaimer. Racist as hell. I'll be the one to say it. Yeah. Jap. Racist.
Boy, do they use that word a lot.
A lot.
And Jay Leno, who's supposed to be like the lead, like the good guy who we follow. Obviously, he's like a scumbag.
He's a scummy.
kind of an asshole, but boy, he uses that a lot. And he is really racist against Pat Morita the entire movie, like unrelentingly racist. Like even like the end of the movie when they're like buddies, he's racist with them. It's like, oh, Jesus, it's amazing.
Is them repeatedly calling him a Jap more racist than the like lieutenant guy that's, he's like, oh, I could speak some Japanese, and all he does is list off like 10 Japanese like brands. Like, I mean, that's,
I feel like, well, okay, Jap, I'll just say I feel like Jap is more searing than what you're talking about. So, it might be more racist, yeah, like, because it's full on like white guy, you know.
Yes,
doing like burrito nacho, you know, whatever. But
no, I wrote it. I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says, "I talk some Jap, Toyota, Mitsubishi, Kawasaki, teriyaki, my guy,
teriyaki,
my guy."
So the fascinating thing about this movie is that it seems like it should have been shot. This is like an early 80s movie with how racist and bad it is. This movie is made in 1989. If you think about a movie that's almost identical to this in Rush Hour, is only made 9 years later.
Yeah.
That's it. 9 years is the difference between two very similar premise movies.
I never put it? That it's, together. Holy shit.
Yeah, 1989. I guess early 80s, all shit full up. You could do anything. I thought by the time late 80s into the 90s, this shit kind of got, you know, weeded out with how bad it is. But apparently not.
Can I pose a question to both of you? Is Pat Morita the most racist person in this movie? Now hear me out. Because Pat Morita is from Hawaii. I don't know that he's actually Japanese.
He is Japanese.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. He definitely, a lot of the lines he says are very stereotypical. And he didn't.
He drops a lot of R's instead of L's in this movie.
He sure does. He sure does.
A lot.
And like
the whole
toast scene where they're drinking, and he's like, apparently a toast in Japanese is a banzai. No, it fucking isn't.
No, it fucking isn't.
No,
never has been. Never will be. Like, what? So again, Jay Leno's character, insanely racist. You know, the
not the most racist, but
not the most
racist.
But is Pat Morita almost, maybe if not just as much to blame than Jay Leno?
And I go back to, if this is early 80s, there are not many, if any at all, Japanese characters that weren't stereotyped like this. I thought, because Karate Kid was what, early 80s? Like 83, somewhere in there, maybe? 84? I thought his whole shtick of, you know, trying to play, you know, more of a stereotypical Japanese person,
yeah,
it would have been
past, for Karate Kid.
84. I thought it would have been past that 5 years later for doing shit like this. I mean, I felt bad for Pat Morita in this movie for how he had to act.
Pat Morita, an American actor and comedian.
Born, he is American, yes.
Born in Isleton, California. Yep. Oh boy.
He, I mean, you could see in the writing his Japanese
immigrant parents he was born.
Yeah.
To. There you go. Okay.
Whoever, right. His captain, his superior in Japan that, you know, sends him over, his scenes on the phone are another story. He's yelling the whole time. I mean, it's just one thing after another in this movie. I'm surprised they didn't somehow, you know, make black people or Mexican people look bad.
Yeah.
They stayed away from them. They had nothing. They're in inner city Detroit. They were on 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Nothing. They just attacked the Japanese in this movie.
Yeah, and I think that was like sort of a subplot of this whole movie, wasn't it? Was the fact that they're in Detroit and Japanese cars are taking over the industry and sort of push, and like GM and Ford and, you know, whatever, they're all failing because of all the Japanese cars. That was actually like the one scene I liked in this movie was when they go into that bar and the dudes who are bowling, like they see Pat Morita walk in and they start having like an actual discussion,
actual dialogue,
like an actual dialogue about, hey man, like you guys are taking over the industry, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, well, actually it's blah, blah, blah. And then Tex walks in and just wants to fight him. And they're like, no, it's guys like you who are giving us a bad name. We're trying to have a conversation here.
Those are just simple union guys right there.
Yeah, the simple car union guys in Detroit. Exactly that, man. Yeah. Exactly that. And then it de-escalates into a really dumb fight scene in the bar with cheesy 80s music playing over it, which was also
the music. The music.
And they reuse that same song over and over again too, man. Wow, classic 80s flavor. Which you must have loved that part. That's
it was not good 80s music.
No.
It was like the worst stylized. And again, it's 1989. I mean, the chase scene towards the end of the movie, the music playing with that, it was just so bad. So bad.
You mean the chase scene where he drove
a motorcycle
into the Indy race, the Indy car race? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the scene.
Yep.
Yeah, and not the chase where he drove the car into the box truck.
Not the one where they drove into the box truck, they flipped over, and then somehow walked away. Okay, not that. Yeah.
There was equally bad, but the chase scene on the motorcycle through the Indy had the worst of it.
Which then led into Pat Morita jump kicking Sarandon through the car windshield.
So this this movie, it's going to be in a dogfight for one of the worst things I've ever seen. until that scene is gonna give this out of the bottom cell. You know, this isn't in the cellar now.
You are an amazing individual.
He did.
I love you, but I hate you.
He did a full sprint flying double drop kick through a moving car's windshield and killed the guy.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic. So good. They also blew up a guy with a grenade. You know, no big deal. And Detroit, apparently.
Yeah.
How did Detroit have such a big run in movies in the 80s? This, RoboCop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I feel like
he came from Detroit, but yeah.
I feel like Short Circuit had a scene in Detroit. You know, it was a different time.
Short Circuit was shot in Oregon, right?
Yes. I was hoping I could float that.
I hate that I know that information, by the way.
The opening scene where they're like, you know, long shot through the city of Detroit, it didn't look the worst. It was not, at the time, it did not look worse than Cleveland.
1989 Detroit is very different than 2024 Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cleveland was the worst at this particular time. Detroit was in second, probably. But yes, it didn't look bad.
And Cleveland was still a focal point of
rolling
a movie
down
that time.
It was.
To the lake.
They spent $13 million. You couldn't get him to sing a song about Detroit?
Detroit.
Oh, city of cars, city of magic. Yeah.
City of light, city of wonder. What? Huh? What city? You wrote that about Los Angeles, you asshole.
If you want some pills, the palace in Auburn is.
It would have been so good. It might have actually made this movie good.
Rolling
which
down
is that?
The river to buy cocaine.
I don't think they have rivers in Detroit. Do they?
Joe Dumars.
Mark Aguirre.
And if you want the tip of the spear, just look at Bill and Bill.
Oh.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, that's our, now how that's much our how much better is this movie now? So
that's
better.
Our ODU Detroit. You're welcome.
Yep. Oh,
shout all right. Out so to Motor City.
So Jay Leno, his character is a scumbag.
I feel like you have a Jay Leno in your bag, Alex.
Oh, like oh yeah. Have you heard this one? Have you heard this one? Yeah. Did you see this one?
Thank you.
It was. Yeah, it was there.
Hey, why didn't you give me your home number? I'll give you a call. Yeah. Fucking what?
That's his... the end of the movie, he somehow bamboozled that poor woman officer into stealing evidence for him. It just said, I'll see you at home, pretty much so I could plow you.
I'll be at home. I'll be at home. Yeah, get out of here, bitch. Get out of here.
Yeah.
thanks for stealing state evidence, though. I appreciate it.
And is there a least tough guy that they could have cast in this movie as a Detroit cop than Jay fucking Leno?
No.
Absolutely incredible that I just watched a fucking movie with Jay Leno as a detective. No, not a detective. He's like a robbery cop or a cop, whatever.
This led to him getting the Tonight Show like 2 years later.
Is that how it worked? Is that the timing of it?
I think it's pretty close. It was
he got this movie off his stand-up career. That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
I wondered why they had him in those jeans. Talk show host. He ain't wearing those jeans. Yeah, no.
And you know, he only signed on to this movie if he could drive around in that Corvette too.
Yeah. Which, by the way, they didn't actually show him driving very often. I noticed that, like, because they had clear delineations when it was a stunt driver, like the motorcycle. Remember when they're in the garage and they're getting shot at, and he and Marita jump on the motorcycle and drive away. Like Pat Morita, his character made a point to grab a helmet and then put it on Jay Leno's head. So yep. Jay Leno could obviously not be doing the actual motorcycle riding, and they didn't have to like work around by showing him really far away or anything. They could do close ups on him.
There's no stuntman that could pull off looking like Jay Leno at all. They were screwed.
Maybe if they had the guy from The Mask.
That's a good point, actually.
That doable,
very,
I guess. Then, yeah.
That is a very similar dome.
What's he got to lose? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but he's a scumbag and like a terrible police officer. Like doesn't listen to his bosses at all. In fact, like talks shit to them openly and like disobeys every single thing they do. Does drag races and then like lies to the cops who pull him over and like.
At least he helped, you know, he helped the black guys he was drag racing. He like told them to leave so he could swindle that poor woman again for the first time.
Steals evidence, just shoots guns. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's just shooting guns, you know.
I do have a question.
Breaking and entering several times with no warrant? Oh. That too?
Hey. Had you ever seen this movie before, Ski?
No.
Okay.
No.
I wasn't sure if you were, like, purposely trying to punish us or, like, funny ha-ha. This is probably a piece of shit.
I went through Max, and I had two movies. I had this, and I had Ghost in the Darkness. And I was like,
that?
Oh, you don't know what Ghost in... Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas by hunting lions that are trying to kill him.
Okay. I think I am vaguely
It's so good.
Save that for a month from now, yeah.
Well, we've watched... We've watched a lot of good movies in a row. I was like, we got to get in something that is going to make for good material for us.
Time for a ski classic, right?
Time for a really racist World War II, you know, like.
It's something my grandpa would love.
Yeah, exactly.
World War 40 years later.
Clint Eastwood.
45 years post World War II.
Yes, Clint Eastwood loved this flick when it came out.
Oh,
by the way,
I've been the ghostwriter for it.
That does help me too, King, knowing that Ski hadn't seen this before. Like, that does make me feel better. Because
okay,
yeah. I was like, because like, did are you just like an asshole? Like, why are you doing this to us?
I spotted the movie with Jay Leno and Paparita in it. Of course I was going to find a way to watch it.
I mean, there's a difference between being like a purposeful asshole and being like a ha-ha asshole.
Yeah, like an accidental asshole. You
like, I made
know.
You guys watch Willy's Wonderland. That's a ha-ha asshole move.
That worked out, though, for everybody, I think.
But,
I mean, you guys got to witness one of the worst movies ever made. You're welcome.
Thank you, Matt.
They had like exploding bomb guns in this movie that couldn't be traced. The guy that they just invented a gun out of nowhere to have in Detroit. Fantastic.
Yeah, what's your favorite invented gun? Mine is the bop gun.
You gotta hit him with the bop gun.
Gotta. So
I don't know. I like that.
The laptop gun from Perfect Dark. That's mine.
I like the gun from Eraser that just like shoots like photon beams through houses and lights people up. That one's good.
Yeah.
It's got like thermal imaging on it so you can see them through the house.
I do love the photon beam.
Oh, yeah.
On the note of guns, too, like Pat Morita, like really, they made a point to be like, yeah, Japanese police don't have guns. I don't know what a gun is. I don't know what to do. And then he just says, pop, 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 pop. Like, didn't even hesitate.
He threw a grenade at a guy. He picked up a grenade, knew he was going to need it later, and threw it at a guy and blew him up.
You know, I went to Italy once. Their cops have Uzis in Italy. Do you know that?
Hey, Alex, you pick up
cool.
that? Can you pick up that humble brag you dropped?
Yeah.
At us one time I was in Italy.
I don't know about you guys. I'd never seen an Uzi before. And then I'm like, I'm walking down the street and there's a cop standing there and he's got a fucking Uzi on his hip.
Yeah, like, you know, when I'm just cruising through Dubai, yeah, I see guys with, you know, assault rifles all the time, you know.
Yeah, I just go to the assault rifle range. No big deal.
Yeah.
My grenade launcher range, yeah. Oh, I did love when Scully.
Fairness, you probably just go to Cottage Grove and see a bunch of guys.
Roseburg, yeah. When Scully got blown up by the grenade, like it happened to be right next to the watermelon container, and so it made it look like guts going everywhere, but it was actually watermelon.
It was watermelons.
So he didn't really have a problem. Blowing up his entire house, did he? Because they broke in and, you know, he suspects that they took the gun, but he pulls out a rocket launcher out of his car and blows up his own house just to make sure. Like, he didn't have to blow up his house. He could have just, he had a shotgun. Like, just go after him with a shotgun. It's, anyway.
No.
I did love classic 80s trope in this, too, was random shit just exploding. Because you'll remember, like, the house blew up with the rocket launcher, but then it just randomly blew up later, too. Like, the rest of it just exploded for no reason. And then he was shooting at them while they were hiding behind the car, and the car just exploded. Like, with shotgun shells being shot into it. It just exploded like it was a grenade. Classic.
That's how they roll in Detroit in 1989.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of what other gems.
The jazz club? Yeah. What about the jazz club? Where Marita was dancing?
Marita's dancing around. She didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Eating some ribs, dancing with some dames.
What actually? I just thought of the most racist thing said in this movie was by Pat Morita when they were arguing about like how the Japanese are like stealing all the jobs, or you know, manufacturing everything and stealing all the jobs. And he's like, when he was saying, "Oh, I used to make the little toothpick umbrellas when he was a kid. That was like his first job." And he's like, "Oh yeah, you guys did that." And he's like, "Oh no, now they." Now they make them in Taiwan and starts like laughing about like them being like the third world country kind of cheap manufacturers. Yep.
Pat Morita cashing those checks in the 80s, man. I guess
$13 million budget. He got to catch a mil or so in this.
No, there's no way. No,
he was the draw. He's. I don't think Jay Leno was the draw to this movie at the time. It was Pat Morita.
5 years. So 5 years after Karate Kid came out, was
and
he
Karate
that,
Kid Two?
Was he that big of a deal in the '80s, Morita?
I don't think so. He was. I'm pretty sure he was a stand-up comic as well.
He definitely was.
Yeah. I put him on the same. Really?
Yeah, I think he was a stand-up comic in the '80s. Yeah.
How about the fact that his fake name he made up for himself in this movie? Did you catch that? So he was.
I can't remember what it was.
He was talking to. What was it? He was talking to the Madras guy or whatever. I forget who he was talking to, but he came up with like a fake name for himself, and he called himself Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. All right, yeah,
yep.
I remember that.
So the Rock with a nice cameo in 1989 in Collision Course. What you looking up, man?
Nothing.
Please. Is it a reason why Ski made us watch this movie?
No.
So I mean, I know we're not to grading yet, but we should discuss our policy for grading movies before we actually get into that portion of this, because as we've discussed, movies are hard to make, and so because of that, we do not give anything lower than a half point. Like, so just know that. Eventually, we'll get to the scoring here in a few minutes, but. Just know that because movies are so difficult to make, we have a policy on this podcast that it cannot go lower than a half a point. So just keep that in mind.
Because they exist, as King likes to say.
If a movie exists.
Yeah, if it exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much stuff had to happen.
Are you leading us somewhere here for the grading process, Brody?
Well,
question.
So I do
where
have
are
another,
you? Where are you leading us?
I have another question here. Like, why is this movie on Max?
That's a good
question. Such an amazing question. When he said it was on Max and I saw what it was, I was like, no way.
No.
Impossible.
This has like Prime, if anything.
Yes, Tubi. This has Tubi on it.
This could have been an HBO movie. They used to make those.
Yes.
They used to make those, and they've made some fantastic ones. This was not potentially one of them, though.
Yeah,
because there's
is...
no way... With all the cuts that HBO has been making with Max, there's no way they're like, you know what? We're going to shell out the money so we could carry Collision Course. There's just no way. They had to have it. It has to be theirs.
It
Their
does.
Propriety.
It has big HBO original all over it, right? It's got like Real Sex and Red Shoe Diaries or whatever the fuck it was. Nope. Or what was the taxi one? Taxi cab confessions. Yeah, this has big taxi cab confessions vibes.
If it was out there streaming, we would have already watched an HBO movie. It's with Tom Berenger called Last of the Dog Men. It's fantastic.
I'm sure it is, Ski. I'm sure it
is. It's so good. It's fucking Berenger. Come on. Berenger's a tracker in the wilderness finding a hidden Native American tribe. Living in like a hollowed out mountain.
You know how great this movie is? Even Ski's talking about nothing but other movies during our discussion about it.
Oh, this. Oof. Hey, I kind of see myself as an 80s terrible movie aficionado.
Totally.
There's certain qualities to bad 80s movies. This has none of them. This has none of the good things that make bad 80s movies bad 80s movies. It's just a bad movie, whatever era it was made in.
By the way, Alex,
you
are giving up. You're giving off extreme Jurgen Klopp vibes.
Oh, thank you.
It's incredible.
Listener, you can't see it right now, but I got a black hat on. I got black bigger glasses on. I got my beard rocking right now with the hoodie.
It's great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you look great.
I think that is a fantastic compliment. I
absolutely.
That.
That's what it was meant as.
Jurgen Klopp is a G. I'm all for that. Yeah, thanks, man. All right. Cool. I like where this podcast is going, fellas. Let's keep this rolling. how many Ernie Hudson movies is this for us?
Oh God.
So
Five or six? Easy.
yeah, it's got to be right.
Yeah.
He's barely in this movie too, by the way. So this is
He was good though. At least say that about him. He was good.
sure. Yeah, no,
Delivered his lines well, was not, didn't overact, didn't do anything bad.
serviceable. It's serviceable performance for Ernie Hudson.
But in the context of this movie, he was a star. Because Leno is so bad, and Marita was so over the top stereotype that he shined. Because everyone, even Tex, he does what he does. He's a goon, he's a thug, he grunts a lot. I don't even know if he really had many lines.
Chris Sarandon was in Princess Bride, right? Was he like the six finger dude or whatever?
Was he? Good question.
Yeah, Inigo Montoya needed to kill him. I think that's who that guy is. I
That who he
recognize his
is? Huh.
face. I think that's who that is. Yeah. He's the guy who played the bad guy, Madris or whatever.
Yeah, he was hanging on to dear life with that 80s stash in
Sure was.
1989. It was fighting for its life of being relevant.
As was Pat Morita. Big ups. Big ups.
The oversized suit. Man.
That was rough, dude. The oversized suit was rough. Because they didn't need to do it. Like, it wasn't necessarily the style of the time or anything like that. You saw,
Not
like, the
until
other.
mid-90s, oversized suits became big,
Oh, yeah.
especially NBA drafts,
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
not 80
2003
them.
NBA draft. Woo!
Give me a Stephon Marbury suit. Give me all
Starbury,
that.
baby.
Yeah,
Kerry Kittles,
Starbury.
baby.
Even Carmelo Anthony on draft night and LeBron.
Yeah.
Whoosh, that
Oh.
was a
Kerry
lot of
Kittles.
buttons. Very billowy pants.
Oh yeah.
Fucking smoke stacks
Yeah.
for legs.
Oh boy.
I will give this movie credit where it's due. Nobody in this movie pulled their eyes across. They didn't reach that level of racism.
Well,
They got up there real high, but they didn't hit like the peak of peaks of racism in this movie.
I also give Marjorie Taylor Greene credit for breathing, because, I
Yeah.
mean,
Hey,
somebody's
the
got to
bar is
do it.
pretty low.
Somebody's got to breathe. Am I right? Yeah.
Some people need to
Yes,
not
you
breathe.
do.
Yeah. Way to set the standard for this movie, Ski. Nice.
Good point, Jürgen.
Hey,
Jürgen.
there are
Yes, Jürgen.
standards for a reason. You have to set them.
I think I heard Jurgen Klopp talk for the first time the other day, actually. Like, I've seen him so many times, but it's always while he's coaching, and so I've never actually heard him talk
He's
before.
saying no words. You probably out there also could. That.
All right. Let's start thinking about grading this movie. So, we prefaced our grading system. This is Ski's movie. So Ski, you go ahead and start us off and give us what you got. So you mentioned the final scene and how it turned a shit movie into an amazing movie. What's your score?
So, what are we out of? What are we doing out of this week?
Brace
Five this week. Five
yourself,
this week.
King. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Because that's what I'm
Because
doing.
JURGEN. Oh, maybe that's six. God damn it.
Yeah,
I didn't think that one through.
what about Klopp? K
there you
L O
go.
P P. There you go. Klopp. Yeah.
there it is.
Right. So, this movie is a 0.5.
Yeah.
The flying double kick through the windshield is a 20 in scenes of all. It's an all-time movie scene. It is. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of terrible shit with a lot of crazy shit. I've never seen that. It was fucking phenomenal. So
So,
I'm gonna bump it up a whole half a point to a one because of that scene.
listener, like, if you're just listening to us and you haven't actually seen the movie, like, a car driven by Chris Sarandon is going full speed at Pat Morita. Pat Morita decides to run straight at it at full speed
Full
and then just
sprint.
full sprint and then jump with both feet in the air and kick through the windshield, hitting Chris Sarandon and killing him instantly.
And oh,
then
yeah.
And then Jay Leno runs up and like pulls him away from the wreckage of the car. And then we flash forward and he's got like a broken leg or something. I mean, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Both legs would be completely shattered. Like his hips would be broken. Like everything would be broken on him. But
he would have gotten a kill, though. He would have killed that guy for sure, though.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Sarandon's dead. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. So, yeah.
Job done, Pat. Job done.
All right, you want to go before me?
Oh, it's a 0.5. Yeah. It exists.
Yeah, it's a 0.5. It couldn't be anything other than a 0.5. It's genuinely an awful movie. Like all around, everything about this movie's bad. Like you said it earlier, Ski, you know there's bad 80s movies. And we know why they're bad. Like they're cheesy, they have like silly
cheap budgets usually.
Cheap budgets, yeah. Silly action, like over the top actors. This didn't have any of those things. It's just bad. It's boring and not funny, and Jay Leno sucks. And that's all I have to say.
Flying double-footed kick through the windshield. He was basically trying to be Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat, doing like the bicycle kick in midair at someone.
Liu Kang.
That was a flawless victory.